corn dog goes after the wrong girl.
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Sleep well tonight. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's how President Trump ended one of his many tweets this morning, proclaiming we are so much safer after the summit. North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer called the Singapore summit a photo op.
With the lack of details, we are worried that Kim Jong-un is getting something for nothing.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says President Trump is making good on his promise to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula.
I really hope people saw President Trump in full in Singapore when he very humbly said, you know, it's a process.
Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell said the summit is a first step and we have our eyes wide open. Dave.
Now, Rachel, the president also tweeted, we save a fortune not doing war games with South Korea, though some of his fellow Republicans are critical of halting military exercises, an issue Secretary of State Pompeo will likely discuss tomorrow with South Korea's president. In other tweets, the president congratulated primary winners like Republican Katie Arrington, who defeated GOP Congressman Mark Sanford in South Carolina, a Trump critic.
It's time for a change in Washington. It's time for a true citizen legislator, someone who comes from the private sector.
He also congratulated Corey Stewart, a Republican candidate in Virginia who will challenge Democratic Senator Tim Kaine. Also in Virginia, Jennifer Wexton won a Democratic primary and will take on Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock in a district Hillary Clinton won in 2016. A 17-year-old's under arrest in Maryland, accused of bringing a stolen loaded gun to a high school. He's being charged as an adult.
School security staff noticed a teen they said they didn't recognize on school property. Then they tried to stop him and talk to him. They say he was carrying a black shoulder bag.
Melanie Alnwick with Fox 5 TV in Burtonsville says the boy gave a fake name and student ID, then ran off campus but was caught and the gun was in that bag. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Some Republicans in the House want a vote to force the Justice Department to turn over documents in the Trump campaign investigation, upset at Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Fox News obtained information from the Intel Committee purporting to show Rosenstein threatening to investigate committee members.
Committee investigator Kash Patel wrote, going so far as to say that if the committee likes being litigators, then we, the Justice Department, too are litigators, and we will subpoena your records and your emails, referring to the House committee and Congress overall. The emails reviewed by Fox indicate a second committee staffer at the meeting backed up the account, writing, quote, let me just add that watching the Deputy Attorney General launch a sustained personal attack against a congressional staffer in retaliation for vigorous oversight was astonishing and disheartening.
Fox's Catherine Herridge, Attorney General Sessions, defends Rosenstein.
I'm confident that Deputy Rosenstein, 28 years in the Department of Justice, did not improperly threaten anyone on that occasion.
An apology from Robert De Niro. But not for cursing out President Trump at the Tony Awards. He went to Toronto and apologized to Canadians for what he called the idiotic behavior of his president. There's been some Trump tweets in response.
The president now has a nickname for Robert De Niro. President Trump calling the actor punchy in a tweet, writing, Robert De Niro, a very low IQ individual, has received too many shots to the head by real boxers in movies. I watched him last night and truly believe he may be punch drunk. This after De Niro took to the stage at Radio City Music Hall Sunday night during the Tony Awards, criticizing the president with the F word.
I'm going to say one thing. Trump.
The president finished the next sentence in a second tweet, writing, I guess he doesn't realize the economy is the best it's ever been, with employment being at an all-time high. Wake up, punchy. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures rising before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Urbana City Council has given the initial approval to the proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year. The News Gazette says the budget includes the closure of the Urbana Civic Center. It was a unanimous vote. The Civic Center could close at the end of this year. A 28-year-old man has gotten a year of probation for hitting and biting his girlfriend. Dwayne Henderson was also ordered to spend 99 days in the county jail, but was given credit for time served. He had pleaded guilty to misdemeanor domestic battery. 8 years in prison is the sentence for a Thomasboro man who admitted to robbing a fast food restaurant in Champaign earlier this year. Stephen Johnson admitted that on April 6th, he robbed an employee at a Subway restaurant on Mattis Avenue. He demanded money and said he would kill the cashier if he didn't get it. He took off after getting more than $500. The News Gazette says he indicated he had a gun. He was identified on video surveillance. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good, Stevie J. Today and tomorrow we've got a high 84 down to around 60 at night. Just a slight chance for showers. Otherwise, partly cloudy conditions. Up to 89 on Friday as we wrap up the week with more heat. And into the weekend, up into the mid-90s with the sunshine. We're currently at 76 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, our friend Sam suggests maybe we can be the first university to bring North Korean students over here for school.
I love that idea, Sam.
How many nations are represented in Illinois? 50? 100?
Talk about diverse.
Yeah. Anyway, that'd be amazing. And if Kim Jong-un likes hosting parties, I think Donald Trump told him that they could have the best hotels in the world. And whenever you think of the president, the guy has had a lot of deals in his life that have been very successful. And I think he does read people. Chuck Schumer, and I think appropriately skeptical, as am I. I just don't buy it. It can't be that easy, can it? I mean, why? Why could it? Anyway, again, this is a good thing for the world if it's true. If it's true. All right, it's Mike Lindemann, Scott Paluska. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Mike Lindemann, we're talking Mile at the Pines, which is coming up, I believe it's July 22nd, where Mike Lindemann, because Scott, you're out of town this year, Mike will probably run a 4:30.
Mike won't be running. Mike will be working.
Yeah, I know. You'll work the whole thing. We're going to have 500 to 1,000 people.
Yeah, we just did a little plug for Body and Soul, but a Body and Soul promotion where we got 100 people to sign up in about a day. So that was good.
And you gave what? It was a good deal.
So it was a good deal. We gave a $20 gift certificate for $20 entry fee.
And you're going to extend that for another 2,000 people?
I'm looking ahead at some other options.
That's awesome. So, yeah. Well, that's good of you to do that. And the money goes to CU Schools Foundation.
All the money goes
to CU. Dr. Scott Paluska has been running for a long time. And you look like you are so young because you run. I think runners, particularly in their legs, look like they're 30 all the time.
It certainly helps to try and stay active.
Yeah. And you still run how many miles a week?
I'm probably doing less than 40. So normally it's in the 20 to 30 range in the off season.
Okay.
And then
slacker.
That's off season.
Yeah, that's off season. What do you do in season?
I mean, well, when I'm getting ready for a longer race, it's probably more like the 40 a week.
And how many marathons have you run?
I haven't done a lot. I've only done 4 marathons. I've done a bunch of
10Ks.
Yeah, I've done mainly half marathons and 25Ks.
Okay. And so, what are you? I mean, it's exhilarating, right? I mean, if you don't do it, you feel bad. Right?
Right. And my wife would comment as such.
Dopamine kind of thing?
There's definitely some good stuff that comes from running. I think it does help those neurotransmitters. And you feel better, you look better, you sleep better.
Okay.
You're happier.
But Christy, what do you see a lot of these days?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of knee and shoulder problems, but I think what we're seeing some more of is people who are doing single sports year-round are developing more stress injuries. So like the younger folks who are, say, playing baseball year-round on travel team and legion ball and school ball. And so I'm seeing less people involved in multiple sports, and as a result, they're sort of overusing certain parts of their body.
Well, it's good of people to help and help the CU Schools Foundation. How do we get involved, Mike? I mean, how do people sign up for a mile at the Pines, which is July 22nd, a one-mile run?
One-mile run at 6 p.m. You just go to mileatthepines.com and get signed up, and it'll be a fun atmosphere being in the summer this time.
It'll be warmer than November.
Little party afterwards, it'll be great.
Nine divisions, too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and awesome. It's a mile for anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody.
One for me. It's a walk-in one.
There's one for you, and you know, the last half is all downhill, so you'd love it.
I need it downhill the whole way. Scott, how do people find you at Christie? How do they find Dr. Scott Peluska?
Well, going to ChristieClinic.com is probably the easiest.
Okay.
I think if you search my name through Christie, that will come up as well. But you know, currently we're located on Fox Drive, just off of Neal Street, but in the future, we are going to be having a location out west, Champaign,
excellent,
as well.
Guys, thanks for coming in. MileAtThePines.com, and we thank all of our sponsors.
Yes, we do, and lots of people stepping up here at the Pines, including Red Bicycle Ice Cream and Bouffant Salon and Subway, Casa Del Mar. Have you tried the new Mexican restaurant?
It's delicious.
And Anna Shawpaw with State Farm Insurance at 239-4282. Call her for a quote. So many different sponsors, including Christie Clinic. We thank you, Scott.
Thank you guys for coming in. We appreciate you.
Sure. Thank you.
Pleasure. Mike Lenneman, Scott Peluska. Again, Mile to Pines, July 22. You can run that mile. It'll be so fun. The atmosphere is going to be great, and we're going to help the CU Schools Foundation. All right, ESPN 93.5, we welcome Cameron Clifton from Dallas, political strategist the Clifton Network Partners. Cameron, how are you?
I'm doing very well this morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We really appreciate you being on. I was just doing my soliloquy, I guess, on the whole summit and how this is so positive, and I'm so hopeful, although I'm so skeptical it can't be this easy. And then I go back, and I'm the only guy, I think, with this Tom Clancy theory that maybe Kim Jong-un doesn't like what he's doing. He does not want to continue the family business. Maybe he wants to host parties and have nice hotels. I don't know. Could this be real?
Well, you know what? I think that's a question that we'll just have to know definitively. We'll have to wait and see. But I'm actually with you. I am cautiously optimistic about this. And I think that the way that it has unfolded is, I believe everything is God's will, but I think, he lets it happen one way or the other, but I think that this is an example of the determination and the brilliance of Trump and his whole team on moving the world closer to full economic empowerment so that we don't have to keep giving money and we don't have to keep worrying about who might take up arms against us. And wouldn't that be an amazing
thing? I mean, just think, this has been a problem for a very, very long time, this threat.
At least 70 years.
Well, yeah, and to bring them in is again, hopeful, prayerful, cautiously optimistic. I can't believe it could be this easy, but maybe Kim Jong-un sees Donald Trump as a guy that can really give him what he wants, protect him, all these other things he may want. I don't know, but if you're trying to break a cycle from your grandfather to your father, and your AJ's plumbing, and AJ doesn't want to continue plumbing business. He wants to do something else. I don't know. It'd be great, and people that hate Trump have to get over it. You've got to give them credit if this works.
I get it. They're not going to get over it, so we're just going to have to bear that. But let's think about, remember when we talked about should the conference, the summit be on the, where should it be in the world? And I kind of was leaning toward it should be in the demilitarized zone, but then I changed my mind when they said they were going to Singapore, because I didn't realize it at the time. I wanted Singapore for other reasons. But afterward, I saw that if you have a kid, like you've just described, and he's a grown man, but, you know, in his dynasty, you know, he's still young, who wants Western toys, and thank you for the basketball player who introduced him to Western toys.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman.
If you want that. Yeah, exactly. If you want that, what better Asian city
to take him to than Singapore, which did not exist in its current form 60 years ago.
And he might he might look at Singapore and says, I want to be like this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what happened.
Well,
I think that's happened.
It could be good stuff. I think everybody ought to at least be happy that we're talking and not bombing. I think it's fantastic.
Well, and we haven't given anything away either. We didn't give him tons, literally on pallet, tons of U.S. cash. We didn't do that. We didn't acquiesce every possible safeguard that we could have, as we did to Iran. We didn't do that.
Yeah.
What we did. We said, okay, here's a deal. Let's talk about it. And you know what? Now we're doing the test and verify thing. And these people who are saying that the fact that we said that we would stop our military exercises with South Korea, all that means is that we may not do, they'll continue to do that, and we'll continue to support them. We're going to do preparedness. We're going to do supply, and we're going to do training and all the things that are important to that. But it might be that South Korea now is at a position where they should be doing those exercises and we should be observing and commenting instead of doing these sort of things. So,
well,
you know what? I think it's all going to unfold, and my prayers are that this will be the beginning of a new era for the Pacific Rim, because China is going to have to step up now, and they're going to have to say, am I going to be a world player for peace, or am I going to be a world player for complete domination? Because it's coming down to where they're going to have to show their hand. And one of the things they're going to have to do is remember those little islands that we talked about in the South China Sea?
Yeah.
China Sea, where they're putting nuclear power plants?
Yeah.
Well, they said it was for their own economy. I think it was to help power North Korea's expansion of their nuclear plan for destruction without being on premise with them.
Well, you know what? It's exciting potential, and I'm hoping that all Americans would be excited at this potential and not so political as to say, I hate Trump. I know you're not going to get him, but this is good stuff. Cameron, thank you as always.
God bless you. Take care.
God bless you as well. It's 8:17, ESPN 93.5. We jump to our morning sports headlines. Cubbies back in second place, but they play Milwaukee again tonight as they go back and forth.
Yeah, the Brew Crew was hot yesterday. 4-0 win over the Cubs. And a 1-10 start today with Mike Montgomery on the mound for our Chicago Cubs. Hear all the action on US 105.9. By the way, Cubs fans, Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing bringing on our scheduled magnets. If you want to put that on your refrigerator and have all the games in front of you, pretty cool at our studios here at the Pines in Urbana.
Still have a few of those
we
left?
We still have a few.
Okay.
I just found a couple in my office,
all right,
actually.
There you go. Well, you better get out of here if you want. I didn't think we had any left, so yeah.
San Diego over St. Louis yesterday, 4-2. 7:15 start heard here on ESPN 93.5 with Eric Lauer on the mound for the Padres and Luke Weaver for the Cardinals. Is Luke okay, Riz?
Hanging in there.
Okay.
He's not been very good, but... Yeah, you know what? The season so far with the Cardinals for me has unfolded exactly what I thought it'd be. We're pretty good, but, you know, probably not as good as Milwaukee or the Cubs. So maybe they'll make a move near the trade deadline, the Cardinals, to get one more bat in there. Dexter Fowler. Oh, I don't know if you can even play him anymore.
Dude,
he's just not very good.
He's in a funk right
now. Well, he's been in a funk since April. He's making a lot of money, and he can't hit. And he's batting 177. And that's really bad for a player of that level. So he has not been playing every day because I think Harrison Bader gives you more. And I might trade Dexter Fowler for one of those Yonana machines, which are not very expensive.
I see.
Anyway, I'm disappointed Dexter Fowler. So maybe still he'll get hot, but we need bats.
St. Louis is hosting the Chicago Cubs this weekend. That series starts at 7:15 on Friday night, 7:15 Saturday, and a day game on Sunday. Cubs versus Cardinals. And you'll hear the action on US 105.9 if you're a Cubs fan. or ESPN 93.5 for you Cardinal fans. White Sox over Cleveland 5-1 yesterday. They've got a game at 7:10. That's sports. I'm Diane Deuce.
All right, we're going to check our three-day forecast now from the National Weather Service.
Looking good as you head to see Love Sign on stage after 6:30 in Southridge Park in Urbana. It's neighborhood nights tonight. We've got partly cloudy conditions with a high 84 down to 57 this evening. 84 the high tomorrow, down to 64 at night. Wrapping up the week Friday with a high 89, low 72. Into the 90s over the weekend. I know we'll be with Aiden with Special Olympics in Bloomington Normal, and they're celebrating their 50th anniversary. 76 now on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, good luck to Aiden.
Yeah,
he's
thanks.
A superstar baseball throw.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we hope he brings home the gold.
That would be awesome.
So good. I saw him yesterday over at Dr. Todd's with your new dog, Olive,
who had a little bark when she saw
you. Oh, yeah, that was interesting. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, prices at the wholesale level increased last month, a sign you may be paying more for things in weeks to come. The producer price index rose 0.5% over April. The increase over the past year is 3.1%. Prices rose more than expected. Most of the increase is attributed to higher oil prices. Stryker says it's not in talks to buy another medical device company, Boston Scientific. Possible merger talks were reported earlier this week. Weight Watchers shares are rallying and closed in record territory yesterday after J.P. Morgan made upbeat comments about the company. Oprah Winfrey owns 10% of Weight Watchers, and now Oprah has a new business relationship. Winfrey will join a Holland America Girls Getaway cruise starting January 30th. The Dow was down a point yesterday, NASDAQ up 43. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal, and for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign.
ESPN 93.5 and Welch's Fruit Snacks are partnering with Pro Camps Worldwide to give kids in grades 1 through 8 a chance to win their way in the Noah Syndergaard Pro Camp on July 19th. Sign up your son or daughter today at ESPNCU.com. One lucky kid will have the opportunity to experience fun and educational activities on the field with Chicago Cubs All-Star second baseman Javier Baez. We'll select our winner at random on Friday, June 22nd during Stevie J's morning show. Again, sign up today at ESPNCU.com and good luck.
The word kids and free typically don't go together. Luckily, every Wednesday at Rosati's Pizza, get 2 free kids meals with any $25 purchase or more. Pizza, pasta, salads, and more options will satisfy everyone's craving. Dine in only. Kids 10 and under, please. Then on Friday, don't freak out. Start your weekend off right with a 4-topping 16-inch thin crust pizza from Rosati's Pizza in Urbana for just $23.15. Saturday, it's all-you-can-eat spaghetti, just $6.95. 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Salad, breadstick, and drink extra. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory, or 328-2334.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, if you've gotten a Chinese call in Mandarin.
It's usually only like 3 or 4 seconds.
No, mine kept talking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But for whatever reason, there's a bunch of, I think it's Chinese. I honestly wouldn't know, but I think it's Mandarin. Anyway, are you anybody else? Because, I mean, I've talked to a number of people who say, yeah, I'm getting pounded with the Chinese calls.
I want to say the 312 area code.
Yeah, it comes from a familiar, but I don't know what they're saying. Anybody getting those? 359-2255, but they'll come to your cell phone, and I think mine was 312 area.
Mm-hmm.
And so did somebody do a robocall thinking I was Asian? I don't understand.
I don't know. Are they just fishing for people to pick up?
Yeah, but there's very
send us something.
And we have 330 million people in this country, and very few speak Mandarin. So I don't know. That's just been odd.
It has been, and a lot of people talking about that on social media.
Yeah. So we don't know what it's about, or what, I presume they're selling something.
Right.
Right. But I'm hearing. I'm going really.
Right.
What? How am I supposed to know what you're saying?
What does this mean?
Am I buy it? What you want?
Speaking of 359-2255, we need a website that has every entertainer who has spoken out against President Trump so we can, as consumers, boycott
Well,
them.
Robert De Niro to me, and again, one of the really good character actors for the last 50 years, he feels so out of step. If you get up in front of the Tony Awards national television audience and says, blank Trump... It's just, you know, that's why only 6 million people watched it. You were just, people kind of know who they are. And I think it was better when we did know. I think Tom Hanks, although a liberal, does it right. He's just an actor, and he doesn't get in front and say blank Trump on national TV. It is just, for that audience, for their own people, they all high five. But for most everybody else, it's like, that's disgusting. I mean, come on, man. He's in North Korea. And he's trying to create peace in the Pacific Rim. And again, as I said last hour, everybody should have been happy when we got Osama bin Laden and say, way to go, President Obama. It's under your watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people say, well, he didn't do anything. It was under his watch.
Right.
High five. Good job. And so you equally ought to be just as thrilled with the potential of denuclearizing the Pacific Rim and North Korea and bringing them into the... The world of nations, that's what we want.
Well, and bad timing. Those kids from Parkland were, you know, coming up to be a part of the Tony Awards and to be cussing right in front of them.
It's crazy.
Right.
Okay, Austin has shown me the FCC website. No, CBS News. It says, the scam goes something like this. It was Mandarin. Thank you. I'm here all day. A Mandarin speaker... tells the individual that this call is from the Chinese consulate. The person is told the consulate has an important document that must be picked up. The document could affect her status in the U.S. She should press any key to get more information.
I see.
So they want money. So they're going to get my credit card. I got you.
Okay.
Austin, can I borrow your credit card in case I get a call again?
Text in from Sugar Buster Nancy. Yes, getting calls. Blocking.
Okay.
Now I know. Last night I blocked some 312 calls before answering.
Well, it probably had McMahon's guys, you know, giving her millions of dollars when they used to... No, that's the thing is you don't know who the call is. Maybe it's something you really needed to... So anyway, there you go. So they're trying... But I don't understand why don't do it in English.
Right.
And it'd be better to... You'd have more success, I would think, if more people understood what you're saying. But I guess if you hit the occasional Asian person that... speaks Mandarin, which I think the odds of that are pretty slim.
I mean, we do have a big Asian population at the University of Illinois.
In the grand scheme of things,
I know.
You're going to hit very few.
Right.
I don't know how many out of 1,000 speak Mandarin, but I don't know if it's one. It's not very many. Okay, 828. We'll be right back. I sure enjoyed working at Gulliford, Illinois Portable Toilets. I think I... help them, maybe.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at GulliffordServices.com or call 337-5996. 877-597-5996 the next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
At Body and Soul, they take pride in giving you the perfect fit for your athletic shoes. Their team of experts will help you in selecting the style that fits your purpose and your feet. Body and Soul has offered the best prices and best quality for more than 30 years. And they aren't just shoes. Whether it's walking, running, swimming, or biking, or whether it's for you or the whole team, visit Mike or Jed and their experienced staff at Body and Soul, Route 45 Savoy. Call 356-8926 or visit Body, the letter N, soulsports.com.
Wanting to make home improvements? Why not use the equity in your home to finance them? This is Brittany Kluver with Prospect Bank. Let us help you turn your home into your dream home. Visit bankprospect.com/HELOC to learn more. Now through June 30th, if you open a home equity line of credit with me and Watsika or Gilman or Ellen Reinhardt at our Champaign location, you'll get a free step stool and no closing costs. Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, subject to credit approval.
Okay, we're going to touch on digital parenting. I think we all know what that is.
Yes.
We'll touch on that, though, coming up. Also, Ameren has had a lot of public relations out there because of the downed wires.
Yeah, and the storm that blew through on Sunday.
It's it was bad, and wires everywhere. What do you do and all that stuff? Let's see if we can reach somebody from Ameren coming up. ESPN 93.5, it's 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana on this June 13th.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, North Korea has great potential for the future. He's back from Singapore and is meeting with the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. The White House releasing a movie trailer-style video the president played for Kim.
Two men, two leaders, one destiny.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's in South Korea for briefings about the summit. An off-duty FBI agent whose gun went off and shot someone at a nightclub in Denver is charged with second-degree assault.
On June 2nd, 29-year-old Chase Bishop's gun fell from his waistband holster and onto the floor while he was doing a backflip. When he went to pick it up, the gun went off and hit another club goer in the leg. The victim is in serious condition but is expected to survive. Additional charges against Bishop could be filed based on the results of toxicology tests.
Fox's Tom Rigotti, the agent turned himself into police and was released into the custody of an FBI supervisor. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 8 years in prison is the sentence for a Thomasboro man who admitted to robbing a fast food restaurant in Champaign earlier this year. Stephen Johnson admitted that on April 6th, he robbed an employee at a Subway restaurant on Mattis Avenue. He demanded money and said he would kill the cashier if he didn't get it. He took off after getting more than $500. Champaign Public Works crews have been working to clear debris. Much of the damage was in the area bordered by Windsor Road, Rising Road, Kirby Avenue, and Staley Road. City-owned and private tree debris is being picked up and will continue to be picked up from the public right-of-way as it is placed there. Residents in that area will have until Monday to place that type of debris in the right-of-way. The Champaign County Chamber of Commerce has been named one of 13 Communications Excellence Grant Award winners by the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. The Chamber now qualifies to compete for the Best in Show Award. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, ESPN 93.5 at 8:32. The storms blew through here on Sunday. There was a lot of damage. Cody Smith is on the phone from Ameren.
Yes, a community relations coordinator for Ameren, Illinois.
How are you, Cody?
I'm great. How are you guys this morning?
This is like Ask Ameren. So my mom's tree gets hit. There's a flaming branch. It burns through all the wires.
Right.
She just stays in the house. I thought that was great. The Philo Volunteer Fire Department, Kevin Chalmers, kept briefing me. She's in the house. She's fine. The tree is really, really tall. How much, Ask Ameren, how much of the tree will they cut, and how do they determine that?
That I cannot answer. We actually have a contracting company that would come out and take care of that.
I mean, had a lot of calls. I mean, there's a lot going on with this last storm, Cody. That was really, really something. I saw Channel 3 last night, wires on a car. Yikes.
Yeah.
Scary.
It is. It's very scary, especially when we have students involved, and we had the same situation occur last year.
Yeah, with Jordy, I know that with my kids being at Unity, you have a kid at Unity, right?
I do, yes. She's a junior this year.
So we kind of have the inside scoop to Unity High School in Tolono, and Stevie and I both graduated from there. But you guys give these kind of assemblies?
So we did do a live line assembly this year at Tolono High School, and we do them all across the state. Just depending on where we can put them. But this year, I really felt like it was important to do it in Tolono after Jordy got out of her car last year. I felt like, you know, I turned to my daughter, who was just 15 and was going to start driving. I said, what would you have done? She's like, I probably would have got out of the car.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is something we need to talk about then, for sure.
All right, so if there are live wires and you're in your car, you don't get out of your car, right?
Do not get out of your car. Stay in your car. We're going to find you. We're going to know the poles are down, the wires are down. Somebody's going to come out and get you. But it's important because you can't hear electricity, you can't see it, you can't smell it, so you don't know if that wire is live or not.
It's just one mistake and you can die, right?
Exactly. Oh. Absolutely. That's a lot of power.
Yeah. Okay. So you're out there and around. I can tell just by your energy, you're probably terrific at these assemblies. Can people request these kinds of things from Amber and Cody?
We do get lots of requests for the live line demos. Unfortunately, it is an outside company that we work with to do it, so it's not something that we can go around and do at every request. So we're trying to be very strategic about where we do them so that we're getting them. Not only are we wanting to teach the children, the kids, the new drivers, we also work with first responders to make sure they're getting training. So we try to strategically do it across the state.
Well, I think it's really, really good. And you guys have been very active, and I know there's still some cleanup and all the things you do. It takes a while sometimes. Are people, for the most part, understanding that you only have so many people?
You know, we have the best customers, and I say that with all my heart. They're wonderful. They understand. We have guys out there working. You know, if somebody takes to Facebook and complains, there's always somebody to defend us. They see our guys out there, and they see how hard they work, and I think they appreciate us. And we really do our best to make sure we get that safety message across and make sure we let people know that we are working in their best interest. We want their power back on, too.
Okay. Any other questions for our – I just made it up. Ask Amarin.
Ask Amarin. Let's make a segment of it, Cody. good job. And this AC unit giveaway that you're headed to in Danville, I commend you for that, the Community Action Agency in Danville working with you.
Yes, absolutely. We try to do this across the state. Again, we do it in several different places across the state every year, just helping our income-eligible customers out.
And what a great website, AmarinIllinois.com, if people need more information on anything that Cody has talked about today. We appreciate you being on the air with us.
Oh, thank you so much, and I appreciate your guys' time as well.
All right, Cody, keep up your good work, and thanks for all you guys do.
Absolutely. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You bet. ESPN 93.5, Melody Brook. We like having Melody Brook on. She's one of those learned people, licensed professional counselors. We all need a little chatting from time to time. How are you, Melody?
I'm good.
Melody Brook, a new app, is helping parents keep track of their kids and pick up on warning signs that they may have otherwise been blind to. The app is called Bark, a parental control phone tracker that monitors text messages. I love that. We talked about that.
Yes, we have.
Emails, 24 different social media networks for potential safety concerns. Well, this is fantastic news, is it not?
Yes, I believe it is. And I think all parents have been concerned about how they're going to help keep their kids safe for years now. And this is a really great way to monitor the trends. You know, you're not having to read every email or every text. It's about monitoring the trends.
So if there's something like depression, if there's something like sexual somethings, you're going to get alerted and you're going to know. Can the kids block you?
No, they can't. That's the great thing about it is that the app goes behind the scenes and tracks the algorithms. And the thing is that you want to have a conversation with your child so they understand why you're doing it and what your intent is. It's not to, you know, get them in trouble for texting or messaging the wrong thing. It's about helping them to stay safe.
Well, I see nothing wrong. I was lamenting about that 6 months ago,
yes,
how there should be something where everything the kids send, the parents have access to, and it would change behavior, I think.
Well, yes, hopefully it will do that also so that the child begins to understand that they have a responsibility to keep themselves safe and to keep others safe by not talking about it and going into those areas.
I see nothing wrong with this. I think it's good. It's called Bark. It's an app. And is it free download?
No, it is not free. It is there's a monthly charge, but it allows you to not have to stay on top of every single thing that your child does yourself. It allows you to let them have the freedom of doing and saying what they want within the monitoring. Then you know when they're being depressed or if they're talking about sexual things or violent things. It's just a matter of safety.
So naked pictures,
right.
I know about.
I mean, would we see that?
Yes.
You?
Okay. Well, then the kids aren't going to do that. Now, the ones that try and circumvent the system shouldn't have a smartphone.
That's right.
That's Steve.
My thing is no smartphones till you're past 16. But then again, now Bark has just made that kind of antiquated. Because if you can.
Well, and the difficulty is that, no smartphones, but the kids get apps when they get tablets and iPads issued to them from the school. So this is really important.
Well, the schools ought to put Bark on everything, shouldn't they?
They should, yeah.
Yeah. What the heck? Somebody made $1 billion. I could have done that.
I know. We to mirror the kid's phone was our idea.
Well, then there you go. For those worried.
It makes you wonder if Bark was a listener of ours, Stevie.
Probably. I give $1 billion ideas away every single day.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Melody, thank you. We appreciate you. How do people find you?
MelodyBrook.com or Oh Wow Melody on Twitter.
Thank you for the info. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
In 1987, I was in the bathtub standing with my shorts and shirt on, but waiting with my Cool Whip container with the top cut out, trying to get the mirror to not fog up. I had the shower mirror 2 years before it came out. Bam. I just didn't figure it out.
I see.
I know. Think about that
moment. I'm still not following the Cool Whip thought.
Cool Whip container that's empty, circle. You know, the shower mirrors used to be posted like in the shower and you could shave and stuff.
Oh.
And they didn't fog up, but mine fogged and I gave up. But I had the shower mirror idea 2 years before they were marketed.
Okay, thank you for that.
Bathtub, Charles Street, Champaign, Illinois. I was there. Janet remembers. Dang it. 841.
The Ice House of Champaign on Prospect Avenue under new management by Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. Open daily from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days per week with cold drinks and great food from the Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. And don't miss their grand opening with live music from Mink and Sass. Friday, June 15th, starting at 4 p.m.
Previously on Tay and Carp.
The one thing I'll say about the Cubs is I'm not worried about their offense coming around.
You know, when the Cubs won it 2 years ago and you looked at that roster and you thought, wow, they are set. Even if it's not your favorite team, dynasties are interesting. Because worst case, you're rooting against them, right?
Yes.
So if there's a team that seems to always make it, you might be annoyed, but secretly, you're probably going to be that much more likely to watch the game.
You are, because you want to beat them.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox, right here on ESPN 93.5.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
ESPN 93.5 and Welch's Fruit Snacks are partnering with Pro Camps Worldwide to give kids in grades 1 through 8 a chance to win their way in the Noah Syndergaard Pro Camp on July 19th. Sign up your son or daughter today at ESPNCU.com. One lucky kid will have the opportunity to experience fun and educational activities on the field with Chicago Cubs All-Star second baseman Javier Baez. We'll select our winner at random on Friday, June 22nd during Stevie J's morning show. Again, sign up today at ESPNCU.com and good luck.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery. It's summertime, and that means Country Arbors is freshly stocked with new perennials, annuals, trees, and shrubs. A time when other places are emptying their shelves, we continue to bring in new product we've grown in our greenhouses and the best growers in the country. But we also have to make room, so we're having a big sale. All our annuals and tropicals are 20% off. All begonias, petunias, zinnias, mandevilla, and more are all 20% off. And our trees, they're all 10% off, 20% if you buy three or more. And on super sales, our favorite crab, Royal Raindrops. It's 25% off. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery or visit our new website at countryarbors.com for more information and direction.
Okay, what was that? 359-2255 is our text.
Tim says, dang, Stevie, they just keep making the helipad bigger. Kids in our future don't have a chance. So I think maybe a helicopter parenting kind of...
You had a problem with helicopter parenting, Tim?
There's been a few people talk about how what a protective parent you are and how, you know, Grace has obviously made it and been wonderful as Miss Illinois.
And your point?
I didn't plan to get in on this on the radio.
Excuse
but
me. I truly resemble that remark.
Exactly. And, you know, she's grown up so great and such a wonderful person. And to me, you know, you are a good representative of a positive helicopter parent.
I am all about the phones, though, that way more than helicoptering.
Yeah, you're right.
You need this day and age. If you can't control the pornography going on in your kids' phones, you got to do bark.
Right.
I'm sorry. I think that's past. It's one thing to say, now where are you going? Now where are you going? I mean, that's helicoptering and certainly hovering. I get it. Right. And with this Miss Illinois, Janet and I do not want to be anywhere near stage mom or dad. And we're not going to be.
Right.
Because that could be easy to kind of, we don't want to do that. Because
right.
She's old enough now, she's going to be great.
Right.
We'll be supportive.
Yes.
But we're not going to do the helicoptering for that,
but,
for
you
sure.
You know, you had some weepy moments, certainly last week. And especially your comments that said, I have to share.
No, and that's why I was going, what is wrong with me? Because I was never, I'm not that. I can cry at a good movie, but I'm not like that. But I felt it all week, and I said, something's going on here. I don't know what it is. I think she has a chance. And it's that idea of, you know, she looked older yesterday when she came through town.
That's right.
She said, you know, you have to grow up pretty fast.
Growing.
I said, you're right. But I said, you know, Grace, what really made this easier for me is you were in New Zealand by yourself.
Yeah.
And so you were 6 months, across the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually across the world.
Right. We've loved our exchange student programs that we've tapped into, hosting kids, going over there. I mean, you're right. The stuff about travel
really helps you grow.
Exactly.
No question. All right. Quick sports headlines. 8:46.
San Diego beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 yesterday. They've got a game tonight with Eric Lauer on the mound for the Padres and Luke Weaver for the Cardinals. 7:15 is when you'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Mike Montgomery to take the mound for the Chicago Cubs during a day game today against the Milwaukee Brewers, who are now on top of the NL Central, but not by much. So let's hope for our Cubs win today. Fly that blue W flag. Milwaukee won yesterday 4-0. Chicago White Sox over Cleveland 5-1. Dylan Covey to pitch for the White Sox and Trevor Bauer for the Cleveland Indians. 7-10 start. Golden State Warriors welcomed home yesterday with the open double-decker buses. Fans celebrating the third title in 4 years. Washington Capitals also came home to the Capitol. Good stuff. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, check your weather. We'll do that next. ESPN 93.5. I love this program. So when you were growing up in Alsip, Illinois, Alma, and you were 11 years old and you saw a kitty in a tree, you would want to help that kitty.
Yes.
Okay, you passed the test. She passed the test. That's a good heart. So you truly do, but it can be a very hard business.
Yeah. I mean, you're dealing with people, like you said, that they're not, you know, having the best of days, or other people that just don't want to see you or talk to you at all whatsoever.
But you could walk into a situation that's life-threatening for you.
Yes.
Every day is different, but it could be dangerous.
Yeah. And my mom still has, you know, she doesn't like that portion of my job, but for me, every day, you got to think about, you want to be home at the end of the day with your family and friends. Officer safety is number one. They teach you that from day one at the academy. So just being in that mindset of always, you know, watching your back, watching your partner's back, and being safe and using the things in your belt and in your head to keep that.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
The Ice House of Champaign on Prospect Avenue under new management by Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. Open daily from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days per week with cold drinks and great food from the Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. And don't miss their grand opening with live music from Mink and Sass Friday, June 15th, starting at 4 p.m.
You buy Community Credit Union for campus and community.
We know purchasing a home is one of the biggest and most important decisions of your life. We want you to feel right at home at the U of I Community Credit Union with the mortgage process. Our mortgage team offers step-by-step personal advice to help you choose the mortgage that's best for you when you make the big decision about your first or your next home. Interested in refinancing your home? We do that too. When it comes time to make the big decision, count on the U of I Credit Union for one-on-one personal service and over 50 years of lending experience. If you live, work, or play in Champaign County, you can bank with your neighbors and friends at the U of I Community Credit Union. Online at uofi.creditunion.org.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Up to 85, partly cloudy conditions. 57 our low tonight. 84 the high tomorrow. Down to 64, partly cloudy again. Wrapping up the week with a high 88 and sunshine over the weekend with a high 93, low 74. That's going to be warm as they have the 50th anniversary for Special Olympics.
Yay.
In Bloomington Normal.
What time does Aiden throw?
Aiden is at 3:15 both Friday and Saturday. He does his throw first, softball throw, and then on Saturday he's doing his 50-meter dash.
So can he run pretty fast?
Walking, I'm sorry.
Okay, 50-meter, how does he? But he does obviously well enough to get to the state.
Right.
So good for him. And then the baseball throw, do you know how far he can throw?
I don't. I want to say like 6 foot or so.
What are we talking about, baseball?
It's a softball. And
it throws it farther than 6 feet.
Shot put.
Oh, you
style.
Do it like shot put.
I mean,
so you can't throw it, you do the shot put look.
Maybe it was 20 feet.
I'm sure it's farther than six. That's two steps.
But 6 feet?
6 feet is two steps.
Okay,
1, 2,
gotcha.
3 feet each.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's a golf thing. Okay.
In any case,
all right,
it's
well, good for him.
This weekend.
We're rooting for Aiden. How does he? Has he ever won a gold in the state?
Yes, he has.
Well, then he's going to be one of the guys to beat.
And it was with the tennis ball throw last year. So this is an upgrade from that, a little heavier for him, but he's good.
And they do like the shot put.
Right.
So they don't throw it like a baseball.
I mean, it's however.
Okay.
They don't scold
Diane
the person
really
for
really doesn't know how it works, but she's going to be there.
I mean, they don't scold a person for not having proper technique.
You just throw it.
It's
okay.
Really, I mean, they don't want you to go over
do
the
we,
line.
Do we
they
practice do in the backyard in Tolono with
yes,
this?
Yes, we do.
Good for you. All right.
And little Olive, our 12-week-old puppy, the Australian Rottweiler mix, Australian Shepherd, she'll go after it, but if it's a softball, she's
can't
hard to navigate
too big,
that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're rooting for Aiden.
Thank you.
We want him to do really, really well, and I can't wait to hear.
And because it's the 50th anniversary for Special Olympics.
It's big.
Yeah. Lots of great stuff happening.
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 8:52. Grace, Miss Illinois, has been invited to throw the first pitch in St. Louis for a Cardinal game.
Wonderful.
Now, I'm going to get hold of Wrigley Field, and I don't believe what I heard. But somebody told me they're a little snooty.
Yes.
And I don't believe that. So we're going to call and see if they're snooty over things like this. But that's kind of the perception because they are so darn good and they're so successful.
Mm-hmm.
Will they entertain something for Miss Illinois? I don't
know.
But she'd love to go to Wrigley Field. She'd love to be part of something.
Uh-huh.
So we'll reach out. And also the White Sox. Definitely want to try the White Sox.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Colleen, stop that. You're a North Sider. Stop it.
Exactly.
White Sox are going to be crazy good in a couple of years.
No.
They will.
It just takes some building.
They will. Ask Jeremy Warner. The
and
White
course,
Sox are going to be good.
You know, Tolono Fun Days Parade, 11 o'clock on June 30th. I know the Champaign County Freedom Celebration has talked about Grace being in the parade on the 4th of July at 11.
You know, we got to pick one, and I think it'd be great to be here.
Right.
Because she's from here.
I agree.
I would love her to be able to do that. But again, she's got schedulers and people. So I've got to check with the people.
Exactly.
What she's got. So anyway, but yeah. I hope at Blackhawks, Bulls, I mean, she's Miss Illinois.
Sure.
We'll see what they do that and whether they do and entertain anything like that. It would be really, really cool because she'd love to.
And
love
we
to
only have a few months before the Miss America pageant September 9th.
There'll be limited things she can do between now and then. Then if she's not crowned Miss America, she'll be Miss Illinois for the year.
Right.
But she wants to prepare and make her state proud, so she wants to perform well out there.
Yay, Grace!
Okay, we'll return back tomorrow, which will be Flag Day.
Congratulations, Becky Mills and St. Joe, Pat Benatar. Are Neil Girardo, the Virginia Theater on Friday night.
Yeah, June 14 is Flag Day, I think.
It is.
And it's also Donald Trump's birthday.
Okay.
So, way to go, President Trump.
67?
You've given me some real hope for the Pacific Rim.
I think so, too.
I'm excited for the potential. I don't believe it yet. I don't think it can be that easy.
Good things with that summit.
But I think it's unbelievable to think that you can denuclearize North Korea and bring them into the community nation.
Oh, he'll be 71 tomorrow.
Yeah. That's amazing. He said they went 25 straight hours without sleep. I'd be pretty worn out.
Wow.
And they flew 20 hours coming home.
Right.
Because Air Force One can be fueled in air, midair, so they don't have to ever land.
Wow.
Pretty amazing. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, enjoy the day, Steve.
The Jeremy Warner, for you too, Diane. The Jeremy Warner Show is next. Stand by for content and entertainment. Tay and Karp this afternoon from 4 to 6. Cubbies play this afternoon against Milwaukee up in... Brewerland on U.S. 105.
Miller Park.
Yep. Cardinals play the Padres tonight. Then days off. And then Cubs at Cardinals. All weekend long down in St. Louis.
Yeah.
It'll be sold out, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Meet tomorrow. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Thank you for listening. And have a terrific Wednesday.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lance today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanceInc.com. I'm Troy Lance, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
It's all about the best beef, the best pork, and, of course,
the sausages
at the U of I Meat Sales Room. If Coach Ditka lived in CU, I'm sure he'd buy his meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. The beef is great, the pork is great, but
the sausages
are delicious. Smoked sausage, Italian sausage, Polish sausage, and even brats. It's all fresh, locally produced, and locally grown. Visit the U of I Meat Sales Room near the corner of Lincoln and Florida in Urbana.
Sausages.
Game Day Spirit is a proud member of the Champaign Center Partnership Campus Town 13 Thursday Summer Shopping Event. Get amazing deals every Thursday this summer at restaurants and shop all over campus. Game Day will up their BOGO game on t-shirts from buy one get one free to buy one get two free. And Game Day is also including select fleece sweatshirts into a buy one get one free deal. These deals are only good on Thursdays and can't be paired with any other discounts. Game Day looks forward to seeing you now that students are away. Go Illini and follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook and Twitter for updates on deals and hours.
The pitch, a swing and a ground ball to the second baseman. Blitz to second out, on to first. That's a double play.
Are you looking for the best value on St. Louis's two favorite summer attractions? Check out the Cardinals and Six Flags double play combo. Each double play combo includes a ticket to a Cardinals game and a one-day admission to Six Flags, all for one low price. The double play combo is your ticket to a summer full of family fun. Get yours today at cardinals.com/sixflags. There's
There's only one, Cardinals baseball.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran, and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember,
relax, call Max, 217-359-7293.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. It's just one more way to get more done.